Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Let me tell you how much fun I had driving into work tonight. I had some really cranking, kicking music busting out of the stereo speakers in my Al Gore insulting, humongous, gigantic, big red pickup truck. I had just topped off a 37-gallon gas tank, and I was motoring in here full tilt, leaving the biggest carbon footprint I could find, belching emissions while I was rolling down 75, and it was a beautiful thing. And it was meant for Alfred Gore, and it was wonderful. Welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and I'm here every week talking to you about the right to keep and bear arms and your right to defend yourself with absolutely no apologies whatsoever. None. So welcome to the broadcast. You know, we're going to have a fun hour tonight. We've got a lot of things to talk about. And before we get to what we want to talk about, there are a couple things that I want to mention to you. I got an email this week that was really good. And it said, award-winning notice. Check this out. Attention, Internet user, this is to formally inform you and congratulate you on the result of the online cyber lotto, which was conducted from an exclusive list of 1 million email addresses of individual and corporate bodies selected by an advanced automated random computer ballot system from the Internet. Your email address emerged as a winner in the category A with the following information enclosed. You are therefore to receive a cash prize of 2,500,000 clams. Did you hear that? 2,500,000 clams in U.S. dollars. And that came to me from Nigeria. And, you know, I sent them all my information. You know, they asked me for my first name, last name, telephone number, routing numbers, nationality, age, occupation, email addresses, the whole nine yards. How much fun is that for crying out loud? I may not be here next week. I'm getting $2,500,000. Check that out. Isn't that ridiculous? I've got more emails than I know what to do with. They're pouring in here tonight. And I'm going to read a couple of these because they're fun. Listen to this one. This one says, Mark, I'm a podcast Armed American Radio listener. Can't listen live. And I really enjoy your show. The jump from 1 hour to two and then to three was much needed. I wish you were on every night. One day, perhaps. The guests you have are second to none and your content is excellent. I often find myself retelling AAR stories at work or when I'm with friends. I hope one of the Dallas-Fort Worth area stations picks your program up soon. I have heard you mention the book Lessons from Armed America that you and Kathy wrote, and I ordered it last week. It came in the mail Saturday, and I'm finished with my first read by Sunday afternoon. What a wonderful book. I really like the way you and Kathy have orchestrated the telling of the story and then the breakdown. I found myself reading several sections out loud to my wife, and we have updated our cell phones to make sure you had the correct phone numbers of attorneys to call, et cetera. I write this email only to say thank you and offer your encouragement as the days are long and the fight is hard to keep up the good work. Well done. I wish we had more like you. Sincerely, Ben. That comes from Ben Hale in Tejas. You got to love Texas. Texas is a great place. Ben, thank you very much for that encouraging email. We appreciate that. And, my gosh, where am I going to go here? I've got so many of these things, it's not even funny. Restaurant Carrie from Dustin. Listen to this one real quick because we were talking about it with Tennessee. We're loving our recent improved freedom here in Arizona. Perhaps what can be done next in Tennessee is what we've done here. Forget the whole bar-restaurant difference. Why does it matter if I'm at a bar to shoot pool or a restaurant to eat dinner? So long as I don't drink, I am free to defend my family and myself. Dustin, that's what we were talking about earlier when I made the comment, hey, you know what? It's a bar. If it's already written into the bill that you can't drink, why in the world does it matter? And here you've got these activist judges out there just, you know, doing whatever they do to strip you of your rights and your freedoms and everything else. And I'm telling you, you've got to get active like they did in Arizona, like they're doing in New Mexico, like they're doing in Tennessee, like they're doing in Georgia. You got to wipe these guys out. These people hate you. They hate your freedoms. You got to wipe them out. You've got to win. You've got to fight to win with the fire in your belly every single day. Hey, before we get going for the rest of the program, I've got a call in here from Mr. Hill. Mr. Hill, what are you doing calling in here tonight, bro?
Hey, Mark. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. What's happening out there in Utah? You got some fun news to tell me?
Oh, well, one of the things I was doing yesterday, and talking with some other legislators on the show this morning or earlier, this what I'm getting at here is I went to the state capitol building and was checking out what very well could become my new office. As most of the listeners are unaware, I'm going to be running for the Utah State Senate. And what this means to me is a total putting my money where my mouth is, because I've always said that one of the big problems that we have in this country is that we don't have anybody to vote for. And so what we end up doing is we vote, you know, we pick the lesser of two evils and we vote against somebody instead of voting for somebody. And I said the reason for this is that we don't have enough good people stepping up, and more people should step up. And, well, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm putting my foot in my mouth at the same time, and I'm stepping up. And it's good that you're interviewing some of these politicians, these legislatures from their respective states, showing that there are good people out there to vote for.
George, I can't think of anybody better to put in the legislature in Utah than you. Okay, known you for a while, known you for a long time, and you're a stand-up guy. And you know, anybody who's not read Mad Ogre needs to go read Mad Ogre. You know, it's kind of like Nugent stuff. It's right there in your face. It tells you like it is. There's no compromise involved here when you read your stuff, George. Absolutely none, zero, zilch, nada, nothing. You tell it like it is, whether you're reviewing a gun, whether you're talking about a stupid law, whether you're talking about a goofy liberal wacko kook that just made some dumb comment worthy of the, you know, the Bonehead of the Week award. And what happens? Now you're going to put your money where your mouth is, like you said, and you're going to run for the legislature in Utah. And that's a beautiful thing, because I have a funny sneaking feeling you're going to get elected.
Well, and I hope so, because, you know, ordered a new chair for the office. And
you've already ordered a new chair.
Well, I'm optimistic.
I hope it's a big, high back leather chair.
It's a power chair. Who would be good to do this? Probably crossbreed holsters to make some sort of attachment for the side of the chair for my one of my new Glocks.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Hey, George, can I cut you off real quick?
Sure.
Listen to this quote. Once again, I'm just a goofy guitar player drunk on freedom and logic. I see a problem and I fix it. I am Mr. Fix-It, though I do admit that breaking, smashing, shooting, bending, blowing up, melting, and destroying things is my number one specialty. I can wreck a steel ball. Do you know who said that?
That'd be Ted Nugent.
That would be my next guest, Ted Nugent. Mr. Ted Nugent, welcome to Armed American Radio. You're on the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Nugent family, to all my Second Amendment blood brothers across the land.
Ted, it is a pleasure to have you here on this show.
Thank you, sir. I do live the Second Amendment in a pretty intense way every day.
You know, I got to tell you, Ted, I have been following you. You made me a fan in mid-1970s, and I'm going to make you a fan of Armed American Radio tonight. I sat there and watched you kick it out in Giant Stadium on the 50-yard line.
I do remember that, yeah. Have I always been surrounded by the world's greatest musicians or what?
Unbelievable. And I got to tell you, I stood there and sweated, and it was the 70s, and I don't have to tell you what the era was like. You know what I mean?
I do know. Yeah. I've had a wonderful, wonderful career. In fact, if I may take a very humble moment on Armed American Radio. What a great name for a radio show, by the way.
Isn't that something?
I'd like to think that I live an armed American thing 24/7, 365, at least for the last 61 years. But anyhow, on the Armed American Radio, to you, Mark, and everybody out there, who have assisted me in making this unbelievable dream, gravity-defying rock and roll career, and optimizing my capability to promote and celebrate the Second Amendment throughout all the media that my career facilitates. God bless you all, and thank you, and I'm turning the heat up every day.
Nobody can turn it up like you, Ted. I don't know if you caught the beginning of the program, but I was rumbling in here in my Al Gore insulting pickup truck that I just topped off with 37 gallons of fuel, belching out the biggest carbon footprint I could, coming down 75, and I had free-for-all screaming in my head, and it was a beautiful thing.
Of course you didn't. Of course it was. Yes, I'm very proud to say that my new 1974 Ford Bronco rebuild gets exactly 350 yards to the gallon.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It is a beautiful thing. Its middle name is Torque.
I love it. And you know what? When we come back from this break, we're going to get really deep into some of the really cool stuff you've written in Ted White and Blue. So stick around, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and I'm joined by Ted Nugent, and we'll be right back after these messages. Turn it up, not off.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? Do you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters? If so, you need to visit 9survive.com. When you do, you'll quickly learn vital survival skills such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters and the unprepared masses, Jedi mind tricks to keep you in the fight long after your friends have burned out, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. You can learn these skills and more by signing up for our free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9survive.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Ted, what do you think of that rejoiner music?
I'm telling you, do you have a permit for that kind of sexy guitar lick on your radio show, Mark?
I don't know, but I think I'm talking to the man who can give it to me.
Well, I tell you, I would like to think that my guitars, at least since the roaring 1960s, have been the only ballistically coefficient guitars in the history of rock and roll. I still play that guitar lick every night. We play that song every night on tour, and it still drives me wild as much as the first time I ever made it up, you know what I mean?
How can you get sick of that? Ted, let me ask you this. Where does the music come from, man? Where does it come from?
Well, it comes from where all our creativity comes from. You know, man is created in the image and likeness of God himself, and we are capable of phenomenal, miraculous stuff. You watch your fellow man, you watch the entrepreneurs, how about John M. Browning? I mean, how did he come up with that? But I got to tell you, I attribute the intensity, the defiance, the energy and the positive spirit of my music to the way I was brought up. I was exposed to the masters like Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry at the time I was born. And the new rock and roll, especially the electric guitar that Les Paul had just created, came at a time in the 40s, and I was born in 1948, so I came at a perfect time. The confluence of the most outrageous, intense, and defiant rhythm and blues and rock and roll is personified by the electric guitar, and a time when we had just stopped the evil Japs and Nazis, and the energy and the spirit in America was so buoyant that my dad's discipline for me to be the best that I can be really had a parallel in my marksmanship training, my firearms handling, my firearms appreciation, and the practice that my mom and dad forced me on my guitar so that I could be the best that I could be, whether it's shooting bullseyes or shooting squirrels or playing rock and roll. So it really is about an energy that was born at the time that the electric guitar and my upbringing coalesced, and the fact that I'm just an uppity son of a bitch anyway you cut it, and that's where the intensity of those guitar licks came from.
Well, you know, I've stood in the stands and I've watched you, and I've sweated with the best of them listening to you rip that axe, and nobody plays that Birdland better than you do. And you know, you teed me up for a question here, because you said, I guess my question is this: how did this country go from redcoat slayers and Nazi killers to Obama Nation? How in the world did we get where we are today?
It's a convoluted cluster. There's a three-syllable military term that's appropriate here that I won't repeat on your radio show, but the first two syllables of that military term is cluster. And you can add the final syllable if you wish. The current cluster that is America is a direct result of a horrible, vulgar word that starts with A, and that word is apathy. Now, we could go into the gory details and the very ugly and painful and embarrassing details of how a once great United States of America, I mean truly United States of America, we were united in our confidence that the U.S. Constitution articulated what is in the soul of man, to be free and to be the best that you can be, and that you should be rewarded based on effort and sacrifice. That was a time where 1 + 1 = 2. Now, how we got to 1 = 3.5 is a direct result of people taking the freedom that the United States military heroes provided in World War II, particularly that juncture in time, and we started taking it for granted. And we failed in our education to educate two generations on how good must always destroy evil, not negotiate with evil, not compromise with evil, but to outright annihilate it. And we've gone from that to the Rodney King presidency of why can't we all just get along? And if I may, from the Nugent family, the reason we can't all get along is because some people are rapists, and I can't get along with rapists. Some people are tyrants, and I can't get along with tyrants. But the indulgent society that we are now presided over by the perfect president, where we can tolerate evil and tolerate rape and tolerate tyranny, now we've tolerated to the point where we're bending over and we actually have a tyrant in the White House of the United States of America. Now, that's a pretty ugly identification that I just laid out there, Mark, and I don't want to apologize for it, because it's time that we admit the horrible condition we have intentionally put ourselves in this country due to the apathy and not getting involved and being tolerant to insanity and evil. But now with the Tea Party movement, I believe that the prognosis for the first time in 25 years actually shows a sign of toughness, a sign of intolerance towards tyranny, intolerance towards anti-constitutional nonsense, intolerance towards taxation without representation, intolerance for those states and those jurisdictions of the United States of America where there is no Second Amendment right now in January 2010. So the Tea Party and the... You go to my TedNugent.com talkback, you'll see people who have been rolling their sleeves up, communicating diligently with their elected officials and the media in talk shows and letters to the editor and at schools and at church and at the workplace, where we're standing up and we're identifying that one and one equals two. I don't care how uncomfortable you are with the number two. One and one equals two. If you're uncomfortable with the number two in that equation, you have to change, because the equation isn't going to. So I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Oh, my God. I love it. That's beautiful. And how prophetic in Ted, White, and Blue, which I believe you wrote in 2007?
That's right. 2006 and 2007, yeah.
Let's give a little Ted prophecy here when you said, I smell one hell of a Tea Party coming.
Well, it was obvious. Again, I'm just a guitar player, Mark, but, you know, I'm a positive asset. I've forced myself. My mom and dad forced me to force myself. It's called discipline. It's called conscientiousness. I get up early every day. I actually have an alarm clock, and I set it, and I try to be the best that I can be. As a perfect human being, I stumble and fall like an idiot on occasion, because human beings have a tendency to be idiots on occasion, and God, do I perform flawlessly in that department. But at least I pick myself up, brush myself off, and I saw the decency of the anti-hunting movement, the unnatural denial that was the anti-hunting movement, the anti-gun movement was even worse, that someone would actually have the audacity to tell another human being that they have decided for you that you will be unarmed and helpless. When I saw this happen in the 50s and 60s, and most ridiculously the 70s and 80s, I jumped back like I'd been jolted, and I went, what is this before us? And it was obviously the explosion of the most dreaded disease in the world called political correctness. So I really felt that what happened at the Boston Tea Party, when we were taxed without representation, that someday, somehow, that Tea Party would take place. And isn't it phenomenal that the actual, the end of apathy movement, the getting involved, the activism movement, is actually identified as the Tea Party, because we've had enough and we're dumping your tea in the bay. But
and we will be right back,
Ted.
We'll be right back after these messages, right smack on the money. See you in a second, right back here with Ted Nugent on Armed American Radio.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt,
The USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. What a great name. Isn't that cool? Armed American Radio, where we proudly proclaim every Sunday here your right to keep and bear arms and stuff your gun inside your waistband to defend yours and your loved ones and yourself. And that's a beautiful thing. Ted, I think you agree with that.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing so many radio and media interviews over the years, Mark, that, and being the simple man that I am, I'm just a pragmatist, a hopeless pragmatist, and I think I have encouraged and prodded, and I certainly request and implore all our fellow Second Amendment absolutists out there to state it quite clearly, as I have in the interviews, keep can only mean one thing. It's mine. You can't have it. Bear can only mean one and one thing only. I have some on me right now. That's all keep and bear can possibly mean. Keep doesn't mean, please give me a schedule where I can put it and how often I can access it. And bear does not mean it's got a lock on it in a safe or in a bag or in a case in my truck or in the at the gun club. Keep means it's mine, you can't have it. Bear means, yep, I got some on me right now, period.
I mouthed the words to that like I was singing Free For All in the truck today, Ted,
well,
because I've heard you say that.
Truth are our favorite, aren't they?
I'm telling you, and it's just so flat out right. And that leads me to this business of needing state permission to carry a concealed weapon. Your friend and my friend, Susanna Hupp, has been on this show a couple times and will be back again. She's a great guest and my hero.
A great woman, a great American.
She is a hero. She's a hero. And what she's done since what happened to her and her family at the Luby's cafeteria has affected all of us as freedom-loving and patriotic, gun-toting individuals who proudly proclaim our Second Amendment rights. And nobody says it better than her and you and the other powerful voices out there. But what's up with this? I mean, you know, I heard you famously say one time the Second Amendment is my concealed weapons permit.
The Second Amendment is my concealed weapons permit. But I don't even need, you know, I'm sure that you've been one of the 30-some million that have seen my statement. And again, it's not my statement, it's our statement. It's a self-evident truth, what I proclaimed clearly on the Texas public television station when I said, I don't want the lady going to take her daughter to the soccer game carjacked and killed. I want the carjacker dead. I don't want the old man coming down the stairs as his front doors broke down and killed by a home invader dead. I want the home invader dead. You understand. It's up to all of us to stand up, and I cannot emphasize this enough. It's not because I can be on public television or that you have an armed American radio network. It's up to each and every one of us, we the people, to declare clearly and every day in our lives, at the workplace, at school, at church, at the bowling alley, at deer camp, and when we get together for any purpose with anyone, is to initiate the dialogue of the how critical the Second Amendment is. Because here's the fact: the Ted Kennedys of the world, the Nancy Pelosi's, and the Barack Obamas of the world, they have their dream, and their dream is gun-free zones. And in every instance where the most innocent lives are destroyed, it has happened in Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama's gun-free zone. How in God's good name can a human being see that gun-free zones are where most human lives are destroyed and then actually want more of them? This is how we need to articulate that the anti-gunners are berserk. They are crazed. They are dangerous. They are evil. It's not about choice. The choice is ours. If we want to be unarmed and helpless, have a nice day. If we want to be armed and capable of self-defense, we should also have a nice day. My goal before I die is to eliminate gun-free zones on planet Earth.
That's a beautiful thing.
And it is a beautiful thing. I have a dream.
It is a beautiful thing. And, you know, I could go through Ted, White, and Blue. I could go through God, Guns, and Rock and Roll. I could close my eyes, circle my finger, and put anywhere down on the page and quote from it. And, you know, you just answered a question. I've had you can imagine the emails are pouring in here wanting to ask you some questions. And Blood Brother Jeff Sturm in Grand Junction, Colorado, asked, what can citizens do against a government that doesn't seem to care about the will of the people? And I think you just answered that for him. And if it's okay with you, Ted, what I want to do is throw a couple of these at you so we can get your thoughts on Armed American Radio.
Absolutely. But let me clarify to Jeff in Colorado, because I get this a lot. I do a lot of speaking engagements, Mark. I'm very proud of that. On my website, I would welcome people to come to tednugent.com, because I would believe that of all the unlimited topics that come up at my website, the Second Amendment is probably number one. And it's up to us. If anyone listening right now to Armed American Radio going, yeah, Uncle Ted, yeah, Mark, you tell it like it is, and you're not a member of the NRA, you're no friend of mine. And I mean that. Yes, God bless the gun owners of America. God bless the Jews for the preservation of firearms ownership. God bless all the grassroots organizations and all the state gun rights and the pink pistols. God bless them all. But when you want to sucker punch the anti-gunners, it takes an absolute membership, a current membership in the NRA. And if you want to crush the anti-gunners in your state and the anti-gunners in the United States of America, and you want to annihilate, which is a beautiful word, by the way, if you want to annihilate the anti-gunners in the UN, give away NRA memberships. It will drive the enemy batty. That's how you can win.
And that's one of the goals that you mentioned in your book. And Jeff, I hope that answered your question. I don't think you could get any clearer than that. And I mentioned in the previous hour, Ted, 80 million gun owners, 4 million NRA members.
Phenomenal.
There's a little problem we have there.
Yeah.
You know, you just took my thunder, because I was going to say earlier that Obama, I was blaming the media, and I got a lot of email that people said, you shouldn't talk about him that way, when I said that the media, all they do is follow around their commander-in-chief.
Now, believe me, Mark, the number one curse in America, I mean, Obama is a phenomenally anti-American man. Every move he's made in his elected office, far before becoming president, but most horrifically during his presidency so far, every move by the Obama administration has been to destroy this great nation. He even states it without flinching that he wants to fundamentally change the greatest nation in the world. This is phenomenal. But he is not the number one curse. Pelosi is not the number one curse. The UN is not the number one curse. The number one curse in the United States of America right now is apathy. Americans who don't give a damn and don't do anything. If you're not communicating with your elected officials, if you're not constantly, I mean at least weekly, communicating with your local media, you are a sheep. You are the problem.
You got that, America? Because that's correct.
Well, they get together, Mark, and they go, hey, this damn guy wants to take away my semi-automatic. Hey, this guy wants to eliminate concealed carry. And they're not even members of the NRA, and they didn't even call their senator. This is phenomenal. This is like seeing a rabid dog chewing on your daughter's leg and going, what? Look at that dog. Look at that dog chewing on my little girl's leg. Well, that ain't right.
At some
shoot.
Point in time, you got to go over
shoot
and kill the dog.
Dog. Shoot the dog. Point your gun at his head and shoot the dog. Do not stand by on the sidelines. That is not the way we experiment in self-government. That's the way we act like Europeans.
Yeah, especially when we're bowing to them overseas.
Yeah,
I know that.
I'm telling you, you and I could write a new script for Planet of the Apes based on the current conditions in America, and the producers would turn it down because it's too stupid.
Yeah. You know,
I got to tell you, even though I sound angry, this is actually a jovial anger.
I've got 30 seconds before we go. Actually, 15 seconds before we go to the break. I don't have to cut you off.
Get involved, America.
Join the NRA. Get involved. Listen to your Uncle Ted. I will be right back on Armed American Radio with Mr. Nugent. After these messages, I'm your host, Mark Walters, and you are on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, and thank you, John Young, because you're right. We are talking about guns, and we are talking about ammunition, and listen to this. Listen to this. I'm smiling as I type this, as I've reminded myself that another pallet of ammunition was delivered just yesterday. That's right, a pallet of ammunition. You know you've achieved self-actualization and success when pallets of ammunition are delivered to your home. Please take a moment of silence for my mounting pallets of ammunition.
Yes, indeed. Now, don't hate me because of that, but I have a lot of testing to do. I have a lot of guns come through the door here at the Nugent Ranch. And plus, when you've got the glory of brass rainbows out of an M4 223 and an MP5 full auto and 10mm, you better have some pallets of ammo, baby. Plus, I got news for you. A lot of advertisement going around these days, Mark, about the value of gold. I got news for you. Lead is far more valuable.
Isn't it?
In lead.
Isn't it? Isn't it? And who can we thank for that one, too, Ted?
Well, once again, the military term cluster comes to mind. Yes. I'm not so sure that the finger can be accurately pointed at one single entity, Mark. I believe that there's a little bit of industry, firearms industry manipulation going on out there, because I know that they're in production 24-7, literally nonstop. They've been producing more ammo than at any time in the history of mankind. That being said, I know that the flow has gotten back into the marketplace, and it's not hard to find ammo, but I was just on my talkback at TedNugent.com, and there's still guys out there that are finding it hard to find 45 ACP, 38 special ammo, surprisingly, and of course, the 380 auto stuff is still mysteriously missing.
It's gone.
The shelves. I'm down to my last 6,000 rounds of 380. So
that was, say that again.
I carry a Walther PPK backup in 380, and I'm down to about 6,000 rounds of 380 ammo.
You better get another pallet.
Yes, indeed, pallet
delivered.
RS.
And when you do, I'll give a moment of silence for that. Ted, that leads me to a question. I promised my first off, can you stick around for the next hour?
Yes, I understand that. I'll be joining you, Mark, and I appreciate the invite, and I will try to. And again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody listening to Armed American Radio Network right now, God bless you all for the goodwill and the positive energy that they give me, and I promise to give back tenfold.
That's beautiful. And, you know, Ted, we're on live in your hometown, your birthplace, WDTK in Detroit. So
yes,
let's give
God
them,
bless the Motor City.
Yeah, bless the Motor City. I spent some time in Ann Arbor, Michigan when I was a kid and lived there until I was about 15 years old. Sean, can we give a little bit of riff? And Ted, can we play a quick lick for your home, Detroit?
I certainly would.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That's for you, WDTK. The Motor City Madman is in your house. Your prescription for freedom has been filled. Ted, I got another question here.
Sure.
A couple emails. In fact, I got a ton. Oh, real quick, was that a yes? You could stick around?
Yes, it is. An affirmative. Roger.
Beautiful. You are on the roundtable on Armed American Radio tonight. I got an email here. Mr. Nugent, what are your two most carried CCW handguns and caliber? How many backup mags do you carry? That's from Calvin Fowler. And Calvin is from, he says he's a displaced Texan now living in Allgood, Tennessee.
Yes, Calvin, Tennessee. God bless Texas. God bless Tennessee. Well, Calvin, I've been carrying concealed since I was 17 years old. I did not have the proper paperwork for many years. Eventually, I attained the proper paperwork, and currently I'm a sworn law enforcement in both Michigan and Texas, so the House Resolution 218 covers me for a national carry, including Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York City. God bless Uncle Ted. I always carry a 10mm. I have quite an arsenal of 10mm. Right now I have a stainless steel Kimber in a Galco on my strong side with 8 magazines in leather open top pouches. I think my mag pouches go back to the 1960s. I don't even know the manufacturer, but I always carry 8 magazines when I carry a 1911. And when I carry my Glock Model 20s or my Model 29s, usually both, I carry at least 6 magazines, because the Glock 20 magazines will interchange with the Glock 29. So I carry a lot of firepower. I carry 2 guns, and I always make sure I carry a lot of ammo. I'm very blessed and privileged, Mark, that I get communications on a daily basis from law enforcement, military, from around the world. And I wish there was a way I could officially share the information I receive every day. It's a review of all the shootings where the good guys are either getting hurt or killed. And all too often, the good guys get killed because they run out of ammo. It's very important that you do not run out of ammo. Tactics are number one. Capabilities with your firearm and immediate access and bringing it into play are number 1A. And I think number 1B is ammo. You've got to have a lot of ammo, especially today in the war on terror. You need to have as powerful of a handgun as you can possibly conceal properly. You never, ever want to print or show your gun should never be visible, whether you're stretching way up or you're cheering at a kid's school event. You got to make sure it's always concealed, but carry as much firepower as you possibly can, because the guys who survive are more prepared than the guys who do not survive.
You said in a print interview that you did with me last year that carry as many as you can, and I knew the answer to that question. I knew you carried those 10 millimeters. Here's something I think you'll really like. My kids, 5 year old, my little boy, bless his heart, 5 years old, my little girl, 7 years old, just learned how to disassemble and reassemble my brand new, and I mean brand new, Gen 4 Glock 22 yesterday.
Ah, yes, indeed. A beautiful arm it is. God bless the children who can handle weapons. In fact, my son, Rocco Winchester Nugent, we were going to call him Lee Harvey Nugent because we knew that he was destined to be an absolute sniper. And all my kids, all my sons and daughters, they are absolutely incredible marksmen. They, if they can see it, they can hit it because they've all trained. We all shoot 243s for most of our big game hunting, and we all train with them regularly, and they're all expert handgun shooters, and most of them carry guns.
Yeah, you know, I real good friend, because you were just talking about hunting. I'm jumping all over. I know I am.
That's all right. Jumping all over is my specialty.
A friend of mine up in Simsbury, Connecticut, a friend of Armed American Radio, Robert Bob Weiss, wants to know, gun or bow? What's your favorite?
You know, I love them both. It's like a lot of people say, if you didn't have to go on tour, would you hunt more? And if you didn't hunt so much, would you tour more?
Yeah, boy, that's a problem to have, isn't it?
It's not a problem at all. I got it down perfect. I love my bow and arrow. I kill hundreds of big game animals every year. And again, I'm not bragging. Everybody relax if you're accusing me of bragging. I'd like to think I'm celebrating, because who wouldn't want to hunt more? Is the goal to hunt less, or is the goal to hunt more? I think the goal is to hunt more. And I hunt, in 2009, I hunted 360 days. It was the first year of my life I did not tour. And of the hundreds of big game animals I killed last year, only 7 of them were killed with a firearm. The rest of them were all killed with a bow and arrow. I love it all. I love handgun hunting because of the challenge and the marksmanship discipline. But that bow and arrow, it's mystical. It's so difficult to come to full draw within archery range of a big game animal that is tuned in to get away from you, that still turns me on to no end. By the way, I was skunked again tonight. I hunted with the bow the last 2 hours of daylight today at the Spirit Wild Ranch in Central Texas, and all I saw was lots of deer off in the distance, but nothing within bow range.
You got skunked. That's okay. There's tomorrow, and you can wake up with that unbelievable fire in your belly. Check this email that just came in, Ted. Mark, excellent show. This is what America's about. As I sit here, though I am shocked that you and Ted would say that the Second Amendment is your concealed carry permit. The Second Amendment doesn't put a condition on the way you can carry. The Second Amendment is our carry permit. Whether you carry open or concealed should be left up to your personal preference.
Excellent.
Agreed. Show. Frank Legie in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, listening on WDTK.
Well, Frank, God bless you. That's an accurate and universal interpretation. You are absolutely correct. That's a self-evident truth. However, may I offer that anyone who chooses to carry exposed, have a nice day, because when the bad guy wants to make a move and he sees a gun on your hip, you're the first to go. It's not smart to carry exposed. It's in this day and age, we're talking January 2010, February 2010, it's not wise to carry open. It's wise to carry concealed.
Surprise is the key, and I think as a hunter, you would agree with that, too.
Absolutely. As a hunter and as a law enforcement guy, and just as a father and a husband and a guy who wants to make it home safe and alive, you have to have the everything in your favor. And concealed carry without printing and without calling attention to yourself is key.
You know, Masad Ayoub is a great friend of this program, Ted. He's been on here a number of times. He's going to be on in a couple weeks.
A great man.
He's a tremendous man, and he's going to be here with an individual who we moved from tonight to 2 weeks from now. I don't want to put him on February 7th because of the Super Bowl. But because, you see, we're live here on Super Sunday because freedom never takes a break.
Amen.
And on February 14th, Masad is going to be joining me, and he's going to be talking to an individual who gunned down a man who tried to kill he and his girlfriend coming out of a restaurant.
I love when that happens.
And you know what? The victim... Yeah, it's like the press says, the victim, the criminal is the victim. He can't come here and talk because he learned a very valuable lesson when he tried to rob two good people. Now, we've got 30 seconds, and you're going to come back after the break with us, correct?
I will, and I think I will speak for all your listeners when I say my favorite bad guy is a dead bad guy.
Oh, man, and on that note, we're going to be right back with Ted Nugent on the Roundtable, Hour 3 of Armed American Radio. Stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.